全真模拟题二。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Scientists spoke to 6,000 adults in 8 European countries and found that while many were able to recall phone numbers from their childhood, fewer could remember their current work numbers. About a third turned first to computers to recall information. British adults seemed to be the worst affected. Only about half knew their partner's phone numbers. Researchers say people have become accustomed to using digital devices as extensions of their brains, and that repeatedly looking up information does not create a lasting memory in the same way as simple recollection.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Scientists spoke to 6,000 adults in 8 European countries. Scientists spoke to 6,000 adults in 8 European countries. And found that while many were able to recall phone numbers from their childhood, fewer could remember their current work numbers. Fewer could remember their current work numbers. About a third turned first to computers to recall information. About a third turned first to computers to recall information. British adults seem to be the worst affected. British adults seem to be the worst affected. Only about half knew their partners' phone numbers. Only about half knew their partners' phone numbers. Researchers say people have become accustomed to Researchers say people have become accustomed to using digital devices as extensions of their brains. Using digital devices as extensions of their brains. And that repeatedly looking up information And that repeatedly looking up information does not create a lasting memory in the same way as simple recollection. Does not create a lasting memory in the same way as simple recollection.
The last reading.
Scientists spoke to 6,000 adults in 8 European countries. And found that while many were able to recall phone numbers from their childhood, fewer could remember their current work numbers. About a third turned first to computers to recall information. British adults seemed to be the worst affected. Only about half knew their partner's phone numbers. Researchers say people have become accustomed to using digital devices as extensions of their brains, and that repeatedly looking up information does not create a lasting memory in the same way as simple recollection.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
About glass and how it is made. Throughout history, people from cultures around the world have been making glass. People first found and used glass made by nature. For example, lightning can create tubes of glass when it strikes sand that has the right combination of minerals. Glass pieces produced by lightning are called fulgurites. So today, we answer this question as we explore the art of making glass. Obsidian is a kind of black glass formed when the heat of a volcano melts the silica material in sand. Ancient cultures broke off pieces of obsidian to make knives and weapons such as arrows. The ancient Aztec civilization in current-day Mexico used obsidian for making hunting tools and jewelry. The Aztecs made extremely sharp knives and weapons from obsidian. This is one reason experts say why they never developed the use of metal. Glass is considered a physical state of matter. It may look solid, but it is a liquid as well. This is because glass has the hardness of crystal materials, while also having a disordered arrangement of molecules like a liquid. The chemical quality of glass is what makes up its color. Impurities in glass, such as iron, can give it a green or brown color. Adding chemicals to the glass can give it different color intensities and effects. For example, adding copper to glass can make it blue, while adding tin can make it white. One of the earliest methods developed for making glass containers is called core forming. A glassmaker places a rounded piece of clay material on the end of a long metal stick. Once the clay dries, the glassmaker dips the form in a container of hot liquid glass until it is covered. The artist can then add a second color of glass to make designs over the first layer of glass. Once the glass form cools completely, it is taken off the metal stick. The clay inside is carefully cut out to form a glass container. Another ancient method of making glass that is still used today is called casting. Casting involves making a clay form in which the shape of the glass container is carved. Then, the artist puts small pieces of glass material inside the clay form. When it is cooked at a very high temperature, the glass pieces melt and take the shape of the clay form. Once the solid glass object cools, an artist uses special tools to carve an opening in the container. But it was another method of making glass, the blown glass method, that changed the glass industry of the ancient world. It was first developed in the Roman Empire about 2,000 years ago. This new technology made glass production faster and less costly. A glass container made by casting or core forming could take a few days to make. With glass blowing, an artist can make many containers in a day. In modern terms, the hot oven that the glass blower uses to quickly reheat the glass is called a glory hole. The artist can shape the hot glass using metal tools such as jacks, tweezers, and shears. Or he or she can place the hot glass on a metal table called a marver to shape the form by rolling it back and forth. Watching an expert glassblower is an exciting experience. The artist moves as quickly and as gracefully as a dancer. So now you have known the ancient and current methods of making glass. About the use of glass, we can see glass everywhere in our daily life.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hi, David. How are you going with your tutorial paper on Australian studies?
I've finished it, actually.
Great. What did you do it on? I'm still trying to find an interesting topic.
Well, after some consideration, I decided to look at the history of banana growing in Australia.
Banana growing?
Well, it's not as boring as you'd think, and I wanted to tie it into the work I've been doing on primary industries and the economy. Anyway, I bet there are a few things you didn't know about bananas.
Such as?
Such as the fact that bananas were among the first plants ever to be domesticated.
Oh, really? I suppose you're going to tell me the whole history of banana growing now, aren't you?
Well, it'd be a good practice run for my tutorial next week. I'll do the same for you sometime.
Okay, so where were these bananas first domesticated?
According to my research, the Cavendish banana, which is a type of banana and the first type to be cultivated here, actually originated in China, but they had a fairly roundabout route before they got to Australia.
You mean they didn't go straight from China to Australia?
No, they didn't. It seems that in 1826, bananas were taken from South China to England. There was an English duke who was particularly fond of bananas, and he used to cultivate them in his hothouse, which is where you have to grow them in England, of course, because of the cool climate, and they became quite popular in the UK. So he was the one responsible for cultivating the Cavendish banana, which was then introduced into Australia.
I see. And we've been growing them ever since?
Yes.
Are they hard to grow?
Well, yes and no. To grow them in your garden, no, not really. But to grow them commercially, you need to know what you're doing. You see, you only get one bunch of bananas per tree, and it can take up to 3 years for a tree to bear fruit if you don't do anything special to it. But this period is greatly reduced with modern growing methods, particularly in plantations where you have perfect tropical conditions.
Right. So what are you looking at? 1 year? 2 years?
No. Around 15 months in good conditions for a tree to produce a bunch of bananas. And once you've got your bunch, you cut the bunch and the plant down.
That's interesting. I'm sure the tutorial paper will go really well. You certainly seem to have done your research on the subject.
Let's hope so. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. What does the man think of his research topic?
Question 2. Which country did the Cavendish banana originate in?
Question 3. Why did the English Duke introduce bananas to England?
Question 4. According to the man, why are bananas difficult to grow?
Question 5. With modern methods, how long would it take to produce a bunch of bananas?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Most of us are spending more time with screens than ever before, from TV and computers to the smartphones we carry in our pockets. A new report on media use by teens and tweens shows that may be even more true for children. The survey of 2,600 kids between the ages of 8 and 18 paints a picture of constant connection. Children between 8 and 12 are reported to spend an average of 4.5 hours a day using a screen, and nearly 6 hours consuming media of any kind. Among teenagers, average screen time was about 6.5 hours a day and almost 9 hours with media overall. Those totals don't count educational uses in school or for homework. Joining me now to dig into the findings is James Steyer. He is the CEO of Common Sense Media. It's a nonprofit children's advocacy and media rating organization that is behind today's report. Welcome to the News Hour, James Steyer. So just to remind us, your organization looks at how young people use media.
That's right, and how it affects their lives, how it affects them in school. And then we advocate on behalf of kids in schools across the country.
So you did this survey. We said 2,600 people from 8 to 18.
Right.
What were the main findings?
Well, the sheer volume, I mean the opening that you just did, Judy, 9 hours a day on average is what teenagers spend with media and technology. I mean, think about it. That's way more than they spend with their parents, with teachers, even more time than they spend sleeping.
Sleeping?
The number one activity in their life now is media and technology.
And what did... And you made a distinction between, again, what the tweens, this is the 8 to 12 years old, are doing versus teenagers.
Right.
How are they spending that time? What are they doing?
Well, first of all, there is no one archetype. There is no one-size-fits-all kid. And so you have kids on social media, watching TV, listening to music, even reading books, remember them, and then doing different forms of media. But the bottom line is the sheer volume of time that kids spend today means that they have a 24/7 reality with media and technology that's shaping their lives in so many ways.
And you found, I saw, that a lot of what they're doing is multitasking. They're listening to music while they are doing their homework or watching videos while they're doing something else.
Right. And the truth is that they are multitasking against their parents' advice that you cannot multitask and concentrate on your homework. 2/3 of the teenagers that were surveyed say that they continue to multitask, meaning they're on Facebook or Instagram or texting their friends while they're doing their homework. They're supposed to be reading Shakespeare, but they're texting their friends. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. What is this interview mainly about?
Question 7. How long do teenagers use a screen every day?
Question 8. What is common sense media?
Question 9. According to the man, what is the number one activity in children's life now?
Question 10. What does the woman mean by multitasking?
This is the end of conversation 2.
This is the end of part 2, listening comprehension.